Welcome to your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast with Deanna Hobbs, founder of Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, broadcasting live from our headquarters studios in Buffalo, New York. Visit us online at empoweringeverydaywomen.org.
Today's inspiration is to encourage you to unbox God. I have an important assignment. Yesterday, God spoke to me with unmistakable clarity, saying, "My people have confined me and limited what I can do for them because they won't believe. They no longer believe in my miracles, my prophecies, or unconventional demonstrations of my power. Tell them to unbox me and see what I will do for them." Welcome to this, your Thursday, April 11th, 2024 edition of your Daily Cup of Inspiration. My name is Deanna Hobbs, your bestie from Buffalo, your sister from another mister, your faith activator, bringing you the biggest smiles and the warmest greetings ever. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. My heart is most certainly rejoicing that you are numbered among those who have come to receive the word of the Lord today through this podcast, which is a free resource heard on select radio stations and wherever podcasts are heard. May I take a moment to express how deeply moved I am by a few heartfelt occurrences. Last episode, I shared that I was feeling a bit under the weather, and the wave of love, prayers, and encouraging messages you've sent has truly warmed my heart. Your kindness means the world to me. Please know that I cherish each word. And though I might not always be able to reply, your sentiments fill my heart with immense joy. I'm so grateful that God has woven our paths together, connecting me with such compassionate souls, radiant spirits, and devoted believers who share a steadfast commitment to the kingdom of God. There's a scripture that resonates with my affection for you found in Ephesians 1 and 16 through 17 in the New Living Translation. It says, "I have not stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight, so that you might grow in your knowledge of God." Isn't that a magnificent verse? I want you to know how privileged and astonished I feel every day that the Lord has chosen to use me, even in the smallest measure, to be a part of your spiritual voyage, a journey we all share as Christians, seeking growth and deeper understanding in the ways of God. I also want to extend my deepest gratitude for your contributions to our Hope for Haiti campaign. You can discover more about this initiative and contribute at our official website at empoweringeverydaywomen.org, our certified 501c3 nonprofit organization. During our recent team meeting, we reflected on the profound impact of your generosity. Bestie, I am confident that God will abundantly bless you for your selflessness. Really, your contributions are transforming lives, providing meals to families in need, and soothing the hunger pangs of children. Words fail to express the significance of your support in this endeavor. And furthermore, I am grateful for the personal testimonies you've sent to the ministry detailing the ways this important work, spreading the gospel, a mission God has entrusted to me, has touched your lives. We were touched by a heartfelt note from Mary in Springville, California, who reached out to share her experience. And she said this, "Dear Deanna and team, hey, Mary. I send this message with the hope that you are steadfast in your faith and uplifted in your service to the Lord. I am currently engaged in missionary work in Croatia, where Catholicism is prevalent, yet often more a cultural and political practice than a lived faith. Many here lack an understanding of the Bible. Your Cup of Inspiration devotions have become an integral part of our routine, providing the strength and encouragement we draw from your teachings. The way God works through you invigorates us to persevere, even when we are disheartened by the hurdles we encounter. We are immensely thankful for your dedication to fortifying the faith of many with love and appreciation. Wow. Praise our great God. Testimonies like this, Bestie, make me so emotional and cause my heart to cry out. Glory to our great God. What a mighty God we serve. Mary, thank you for sharing. And please know that our team is behind you, praying for you as you do this great work of the kingdom in Croatia. Wow. Can we get one of those good old-fashioned Pentecostal praise breaks, the kind I grew up on in my daddy's storefront church right here?
And inspiring testimonies like this remind us that God is transforming lives through this ministry. We are grateful for your support that keeps these broadcasts available online as a free resource to help others grow in their faith. If you are being blessed and you believe in our mission to share the gospel, sow a seed of any size at empoweringeverydaywomen.org/donate. Thank you for your generosity.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God's word is so powerful and it is impacting the world in powerful ways. How awesome is our great God? All right. It is time to get into today's devotion, which is the audio companion to the written devotion of the day, currently available at yourdailycupofinspiration.com. That's my blog. But first, before we get into it, let us pray. God, thank you so much for the privilege of gathering together, sitting at your feet and receiving your life-giving word. I know you sent the person listening here to press play. Please anoint every word that escapes my lips and open the heart of your servant to receive this bread of life. For you promised me, oh God, that if they would receive it, their life will be forever impacted and transformed in amazing ways that go beyond their imagination. I glorify you for how you will minister to their needs through me, your humble and submitted vessel, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So, Bestie, our youngest daughter, Kaya, has a particular fondness for watching unboxing videos. Perhaps you're wondering, as I have, what draws her to these digital unveilings. And if you're not familiar, unboxing videos showcase the first unveiling of a new product as it's liberated from its cardboard confines. Kaya tells me it's the intricate details, you know, the process itself that captivates her. For her, there's an undeniable allure in witnessing an item's journey from potential to presence, from concealed to revealed. While not everyone may be stirred by this trend, there is a divine form of unboxing that I believe we can all appreciate: the unboxing of God. We understand that God, in essence, cannot be contained, right? Yet we frequently constrain him within our limited frameworks of feasibility and assumptions of possibility. It's time to remove the constraints we have placed on him. It deeply grieves God to witness the open, bold, and arrogant ways some choose to dismiss his supernatural works. They sow seeds of doubt about his wondrous signs and miracles, despite Jesus's promise that after his return to the Father, if we believe, we will perform greater works, as he stated in John 14:12. Through this word, the Lord is confronting the enemy's schemes that aim to diminish his wondrous works. In this season, God has imparted a message for you. If you embrace faith, you will witness a move of God that is undeniably miraculous. So prepare yourself to experience the divine acts of God in your life as a testament to your faith. To unbox God is to brandish our faith like a blade, slicing through the tape of doubt and tearing away the bubble wrap of fear. Our belief unveils the splendor of an omnipotent God, one who transcends the limitations of our finite minds. Oh, bless his name. Ask yourself, bestie, have you inadvertently boxed God in due to preconceived notions, past disappointments, or mental models shaped by life's vicissitudes? Have we not all at one time or another succumbed to the belief that barriers exist which can hinder his glorious work in and around us? Take, for example, the recent heavenly spectacle of the total solar eclipse. Did you manage to see it? Here in Buffalo, the skies were draped in a cloak of gray clouds that seemed to whisper, "No celestial show for you today." My husband, Kenya, ever the realist, braced us for the likely letdown. "We probably won't see anything. Best to stay indoors." Looking up at the sky through the window, it appeared he was right. Even so, we went outside, bestie. My family and I stood under the shadowed sky, not with clear sight, but laden with expectation, yearning to witness the storied phenomenon. And then, as if on cue, God's hand swept over the canvas of heaven and the clouds parted, revealing the sun's fiery crown. In that moment, I was reminded that the same God who parted the skies and seas in the scriptures is still showcasing his majesty to us today. Unhindered by external conditions and unconstrained by our perspectives, God will penetrate even the seemingly impenetrable when he is ready to make himself known. You know, this event evoked the image of the Israelites, those ancient wanderers guided through the wilderness by God's own hand in Exodus 13. The cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night served as their divine compass, the original GPS, God's positioning system, displaying God's sovereignty over creation and steadfast commitment to his children. In light of his awesomeness, with the box cutter of faith in hand, let us free ourselves from the packaging of limitation and behold his splendor. As we acknowledge his work within our lives every day, we will witness the boundless wonders of God unboxed. Bestie, I share this reflection from a place of vulnerability, as my own human limitations have been at the forefront of my mind. You're familiar with my health journey since 2019, a journey that has taught me much about waiting and recovery. I had hoped, you know, and believed that the effects of brain trauma and a weakened immune system would be fully rectified before I resumed my calling. How wrong I was. Frequent colds, a reminder of my fragile health, often threatened to silence my voice, both literally and metaphorically. The thought of recording a podcast or ministering in person can seem daunting. But despite the discomfort of this ongoing cycle, I recognize that God is using this tumultuous journey with all its highs and lows to demonstrate a profound truth. His glory and majesty do not depend on ideal circumstances. His most remarkable work unfolds amidst our fiercest storms. And so I reach out to you now in the midst of my frailty, fully understanding that the Lord's power is most evident when I feel weakest. One particular morning, bestie, feeling unwell, I was on the verge of canceling my plans and succumbing to rest when God's voice pierced through with stark clarity. He said, "What you perceive as your weakness, Deanna, I see as an opportunity for my strength to shine." Then he urged, "Go with the strength you have." A directive straight from Judges 6. In this passage, God speaks to Gideon, a man plagued by self-doubt who felt utterly incapable of overcoming the Midianites. Gideon's hesitation is something many of us can relate to. Amen. He saw himself as insignificant, yet God saw a leader. He calls us not to be flawless, but to be willing. So that doubtful morning, bestie, God also said to me, Deanna, set an example. Many shrink back in their frailty instead of moving forward to demonstrate my strength. Oh my. Interestingly, Gideon was hiding in a wine press when the angel of the Lord greeted him as a mighty warrior, right? Even with his self-imposed limitations, God saw a victor where Gideon saw a failure, ultimately leading him to a triumph that could only be attributed to divine intervention. We, like Gideon, tend to mistakenly believe that our lives must conform to some arbitrary standard before God can utilize us. But where is that written? Certainly not in the scriptures. Therefore, I am taking a stand against the Gideon complex. The Gideon complex will try to keep you on the sidelines when you're meant to be on the front lines. It will entice you to cower in fear when you should be conquering through faith. It will encourage you to doubt when you should be stepping out with assurance. It will intimidate you into timidity when you should be proclaiming with authority. But today, by the authority of Christ, I come against the Gideon complex and any other complex that might be stealing your destiny. Resist it. Oh, let's unbox God from the constraints we've set and watch as he transforms our weaknesses into a display of his omnipotence, a testament to his immeasurable power. For when we are weak, then we are indeed strong through his might, according to 2 Corinthians 12 and 10. Bestie, consider Simon Peter and his encounter with Jesus by Lake Gennesaret, also called the Sea of Galilee, in Luke 5 and 1 through 10. At the time, Jesus was gaining momentum as a teacher and healer, and the crowd pressed in on him to hear the word of God. There, Jesus came upon Peter, along with James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners in the fishing business. These weary fishermen had finished their night's work and were tending to their nets, the tools of their trade. In a divinely orchestrated moment, Jesus stepped into Simon's boat, effectively transforming it from a simple fishing vessel into a floating pulpit. After teaching the masses from this makeshift stage, Jesus turned to Simon and issued a challenge that invited him to unbox his understanding of what was possible. Push out into deep water and let down your nets for a catch, Jesus instructed. Simon, marked by the skepticism of a man who had toiled tirelessly without reward, responded, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, not even a minnow, which is the smallest and seemingly easiest fish to catch." Despite Simon's initial leeriness and weariness at Jesus' command, he relented. That decision, bestie, to trust God's word was Simon's moment of spiritual unboxing, akin to cutting through the tape of a sealed box to reveal the treasures within. By casting his nets once more, Simon unboxed the potential for divine provision hidden just beneath the watery surface of his doubts. The resulting miracle was overwhelming. The nets, once empty, now teemed with fish. Simon's boat, along with that of James and John, teetered on the brink of capsizing due to the sheer bounty of their catch. Simon Peter's identity was also unboxed in that instant, shedding his simple fisherman persona to emerge as a disciple of Christ, a fisher of men. At the core of Simon Peter's experience is a profound lesson. Hear this. By adhering to God's word, we unleash blessings that surpass our understanding When we invite God into our lives, granting Him control as we sail across faith's boundless waters, we discover endless possibilities and ultimately our divine purpose. Today, I feel compelled to stir the waters of your faith. I encourage you to dive deep, to anchor your hope beyond what is seen, to overcome the shadows of past disappointments by casting your nets into the unknown. Dare to believe, and you will discover God ready and willing to rip you out of your self-imposed box and bestow the same abundant blessings He granted Simon Peter. By releasing God from the confines of our limited expectations, we welcome the harvest He has prepared for us. We invite Him to revitalize our barren spaces, to redefine our purpose, and to guide us toward the abundant life He has promised. I implore you, bestie, do not confine God. Do not doubt His capabilities. Dismiss the notion that yesterday's disappointments can restrain tomorrow's victories. Break free from the chains of doubt and fear, for God is declaring to you today, "Behold, I am about to do something new," according to Isaiah 43 and 19. If you unbox Him, He'll unleash the impossible. If you unbox Him, He'll manifest Himself in new ways that defy logic. If you unbox Him, He'll transform what was stagnant into a fountain of new beginnings. If you unbox Him, He'll turn your wilderness into a land flowing with milk and honey. If you unbox Him, He'll transform your trials into triumphs. If you unbox Him, He'll turn your obstacles into opportunities. If you unbox Him, He'll move mountains with your mustard seed faith. If you unbox Him, He'll knock down the barriers to your promised future. If you unbox Him, His light will cut through the dark clouds with the dawn of His glory. If you unbox Him, He'll do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to Ephesians 3:20. God is preparing to bless those who embrace this word today. He's challenging your faith with this purpose: to transform your life, to bestow upon you blessings so abundant you cannot contain them, to usher in prosperity where there was scarcity, and to unlock the fullness of what He has in store for you. Listen, bestie, when you unbox God, when you strip away the layers of limitation, you ignite the flame of the miraculous. You welcome the God of the extraordinary into your ordinary. And there, in that sacred space, the impossible becomes your living, breathing reality. If your thoughts have been caged in smallness, God sent me for you to remind you of the great God we serve and His limitless power. I'm sweetening your cup of inspiration with Psalm 147 and 5 in the Message Bible. It says, "Our Lord is great with limitless strength. We'll never comprehend what He knows and does." As you savor this cup, I prophesy that by unboxing God, letting go of the limitations you've placed on Him, He will in turn unbox you, causing your spirit to overflow with renewed faith. You will then bear witness as He surpasses your expectations and shatters your constraints. He is ready, able, and waiting. Will you unbox Him? Now let's pray. Omnipotent God, for whom nothing is too hard, I pray for this, my sister, this, my brother. We humbly stand in your presence today, recognizing your infinite wisdom, power, and sovereignty. Grant us the fortitude to anticipate the miraculous, shedding the remnants of past failures and disappointments that have led us to question our potential in you. As you transform our minds and bolster our faith, we express our gratitude in advance for the miracles, breakthroughs, favor, and blessings that you will release because we have chosen to unbox you. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Your daily cup of inspiration has been brought to you by Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, where we fuel your faith every day. For more information, log on to yourdailycupofinspiration.com.